My name's Stephanie Pitts and I'm a reader in music at the University of Sheffield, and I'm talking today with George Parsons about the experiences of teaching as an ECR. So George, can you just introduce yourself, tell us who you are and what you're doing at the moment?
Sure. So my name's George Parsons. I'm a PhD student at the University of Sheffield in the music department, currently in my fifth year of part-time PhD, so I've got about 2 years to go.
That's great. And can you tell me a bit about the range of teaching that you've been doing during the past few years?
Sure, I've been doing a lot of teaching in different ways. Because I'm a part-time PhD student, my income comes from my private teaching. Mm-hmm. So I teach piano and organ mainly, with a bit of theory and violin thrown in as well, from a whole range of standards all the way from beginner up to post grade 8, and a mixture of ages right from about 6 or 7 up to just retired. Someone who's just retired is one of my best piano students at the moment. So there's that side then. Over the last 3 years I've been involved in the department teaching as a graduate teaching assistant. Mm-hmm. Teaching a whole variety of different courses and different kinds of groups. I've been doing seminar groups with the undergraduates, teaching listening skills and oral, a bit of harmony as well. And then I've done some lecturing, lectured the introduction to harmony course for the first years, and then for the second and third years I've done some more specific lecturing on Bach and Baroque counterpoint.
Mm. So you've got a lot of experience of all different kinds and ages and sizes of group and so on. Can you tell me about any particularly enjoyable moments in the university teaching? Anything within the department that you've particularly enjoyed?
Yeah, well, I've loved all that I've done. Found teaching undergraduates very stimulating, sort of for my own thinking. And I've enjoyed the challenge of trying to make things interesting, so bringing in as many musical examples, for example, as I can in my teaching. I think I probably enjoy the smaller group stuff that I do more than the bigger group. So the seminar groups have been brilliant. I've done two years worth, and getting to know a smaller group of students quite well over that year is particularly gratifying, and sort of seeing them grow and improve and whatnot. Mm. But yeah, I found it very enriching, just putting my own material together and trying to think creatively about how to teach things in an interesting way.
Can you remember your first ever lecture and what that felt like?
It's a good question. yeah, I think I can. In my second year as a PhD student, I think before I was officially a graduate teaching assistant, I helped one of the lecturers with the harmony lecturing, and found it very challenging, standing up in front of all those 50 odd undergraduates, and quite scary in that way. But once I'd got over that, and once I felt I was on top of my material, found it very very stimulating, quite exciting, the thought of teaching it at sort of a high level like that.
That's great. So you've mentioned there some of the challenges of teaching, standing up in front of a class of 50 students and deciding how to behave. Can you say a little bit more about what the particular challenges of teaching have been?
Yeah. Many and varied, I would say. One of them has been, I guess, a challenge from almost psychologically how to view myself as a postgraduate teacher, how to view myself in relation to the students. Obviously, in their eyes, I'm not quite a sort of full-blown lecturer, but I'm obviously not an undergraduate myself. So, and how that kind of relates to being disciplined and firm and yet sort of kind and encouraging as well. I can remember one specific instance of discipline in lecturing that I found quite hard to handle, just people being disruptive in lectures and how to handle that as a postgraduate teacher without any experience or necessarily training.
So how did you deal with that on that occasion?
Yeah, I don't remember dealing with it very well. I think I took the individuals to task in the lecture, which maybe wasn't the best thing to do. I think in hindsight, I would have done it differently. But I also remember another occasion when I would try and had to talk to someone individually after a lecture because of a disruption. But yeah, never felt I handled those particularly well. I guess another challenge has been just fitting in the teaching around everything else with my own research and other commitments. But I've enjoyed that challenge too.
And have you had any particular training or support to help you, you know, kind of become a more confident teacher?
Yeah, not that much, actually. I think partly my own fault. I've been slow to ask for support. And maybe I felt there's a slight feeling that if you're in this role, then you can do it. And so there's not a lot of on the job training. I think I should have asked for more feedback as I gone along. But I found as I did more of it, particularly as I lectured more, that it got easier. Mm. And also watching other people do it, watching my own peers and colleagues lecture has been a help.
Right. And have you been able to get much feedback on your teaching, either from students or from peers or staff?
Yes, there's obviously the informal feedback that comes from students, both positive and negative. But as for other bits of feedback, not much. I wish I'd asked for more. I think on the one or two times that I think it happened, this was particularly helpful when asking an older colleague to come and sit in on the lecture or the seminar. Times that I've done that, that's been helpful in terms of getting feedback. But I wish I'd asked for more.
Mm. And what kind of sort of advice or training do you think would have been helpful if you could go back again? Mm. What did you want to know before you started?
Sure. I guess that the discipline issue, how to discipline, what's expected, how to sort of, I suppose, handle conflict with students, personally would have been something that I would have found helpful. I think in terms of sort of commanding attention in a lecture, I've done bits of public speaking before and quite enjoy the challenge of that, but I think lecturing is a specific skill, you're less teaching as much as sort of performing when you're giving a lecture. And so I guess some training on on public speaking and how to kind of engage people and how to present material well. I think that kind of thing would have been helpful to know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And in your own life, or more generally for an early career researcher, what do you think is the ideal balance between teaching and research?
That's a good question. I think that there is a balance is important. My experience has been that my teaching has kind of benefited my research and the other way round. Not that I've always been sort of teaching what I've been researching, but just the discipline of having to go through material and learn it for teaching, I think means that you actually learn that material better, and so it increases your skill as a researcher as well. I find it very satisfying doing both. I think it's being able to teach a lot saves me from the kind of ivory tower feeling of just being locked away in a study doing research. And having people contact is always good as well. I think the reality I've found is that there's not so much a balance as a... the teaching tends to eat up the research time, certainly in term time, both sort of mentally and in the diary. It's very hard to find sort of sustained time to research when you've got lectures to prepare every week. And I think that was both another challenge, but also one I quite enjoyed. The sort of, well, lectures would come round very quickly in term, and having to be on top of preparation week by week. I'm not sure I found the ideal balance yet, really, in my own between my own research and my teaching. But I could imagine in a lectureship sort of career, being able to sort of carve out time out of term time for research, and then keep terms free for teaching, and just not expect too much from yourself as a researcher in term time.
That sounds like good advice for lecturers kind of in their later careers, actually, too. I was going to ask you about careers and whether your teaching experience has made you more confident about applying for a lectureship or less inclined to do that.
It's definitely increased my confidence
good.
To do that. I very much hope that I'll be able to do that in the future.
That's great. It sounds like you're very well equipped to do that with all this experience. So thank you for sharing all of that with us and telling us about your experience, George.
Thank you.